Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesky. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Boo Ferris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Boo Ferris. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner takes first base on ball four. Zarrilla moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. There goes Zarrilla. The throw from Tebbets and Zarrilla is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pesky moves to second. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is hit by the pitch. Stevens moves to second. Billy Hitchcock pinch runs for Johnny Berardino. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Dillinger steals second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock now playing second base. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger throws to second for 1, and Hitchcock throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Doerr moves to second. One out. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Jones reaches second base with a double. Doerr scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pesky moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Williams reaches second base with a double. Pesky scores. Moses moves to third. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mealy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ferris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutteridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mealy for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ferris hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ferris, and towards Gutteridge, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Moss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zarilla strikes out. There goes Dillinger. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lehner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mealy. Lehner reaches second base with a double. Dillinger scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lehner scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutteridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to second. Two outs. Earl Johnson now pitching. Jerry Witt pinch hits for Wally Judnick. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutteridge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Witt now playing first base. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 3 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive towards first. Witt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Denny Galehouse. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.